Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into Holy Ghost Radio Show, a spirit-filled show with a prophetic mandate to reach the lost and impact God's people with biblical and revelation knowledge. We pray that the Word of God will make a difference in the lives of every listener. So tell a family member, friend, and a neighbor to tune into this life-changing message. Be blessed.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Welcome again to Holy Ghost Radio Show. I am your host, Tiana Copeland, and I just want to welcome you again for being with us all week long. It has really been a blessing, but on tonight we want to welcome our weekly guest, Apostle Bowman and Prophetess Sharonda. They got an awesome word for tonight. I'm so excited because the devil been busy all week long, so I am ready to crush his head on tonight. So you guys, I want you to help me welcome them to the show. How are you guys doing on tonight?
Amen. How are you?
We are blessed. We are blessed. It's been kind of trying. I know the show we were supposed to do Tuesday night, we had to cancel because the devil was just busy. He's been busy all week, but God. So, on tonight, I want you guys to continue where you left off. I know Prophetess was telling the testimony, and I know, Apostle, you have so much you want to reveal on tonight, so you guys can go ahead and just let God have his way.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, man, I just on tonight, I just want to really give glory and praise to God and our Savior Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. I'm just excited about what God is doing. Let me make sure I'm coming. Am I coming in clear, Tiana?
Okay. Yes, you're very clear. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am just really excited about what God is doing. I'm telling you, God is doing something. I first have to say that. God is doing something in the Spirit that I don't think a lot of people, not a lot of people are privy to, because God doesn't hand out that level to everybody, but mm-hmm. those that would seek him. And I really think there is a difference now between the people that merely pray and the people that are becoming seekers mm-hmm. after the presence of the Lord. And kind of laying this foundation a little bit because we're doing, you know, the series Demonology and Deliverance, dealing with demons and being set free from evil spirits and monotonous spirits. But I think there really has to be a standard set because, number one, we know everything isn't a devil. You know, there's no such thing as ice cream devil or, you know, a pretzel demon or, you know, a toothpaste devil. It's, you know, there ain't no demons in everything. But
Amen.
There are a lot of, praise God, there are a lot of demons operating unbeknownst to a lot of believers in church. And I just want to caution, my God, really want to caution everyone on the line to be in prayer, be prayerful. Mm-hmm. So the Bible says, suffer not a witch to live.
Yes.
And or suffer not a witch to exist. That means do not keep a witch in life. And the two things I really want to bring up now, if you see somebody operating in witchcraft, that don't mean go kill them, go stab them, or go hang
Amen.
Them or shoot them.
Yeah.
Nothing
Amen.
Like that. Anything, mm-hmm. we should be praying for people that dabble in that, because a lot of people are seeking after witchcraft to control, to dominate, to manipulate, to come after some sort of power.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a power-driven society, Prophetess, where everybody is seeking power. Everyone wants to operate in something, but there becomes a problem when you want to operate in something that you do not have a full understanding of. And
yes.
I think a lot of people, especially now, and see, that's why there's so much. I'm going to pray in a second, but I'm just really trying to lay this foundation here because there's such a problem with people seeking after. We're seeking after the power of God, but we're not seeking after the God of the power.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
And there's so much people that are operating in witchcraft have been beguiled, have been deceived a lot of times, because they want something to go their way, or we want something to go right in our life, or we get bitter with God. And a lot of times what drives people to witchcraft is offense. And then when we become offended, we get on the defense. And we tell hurt stories, and that hurt drives us actually away from God. I remember when my grandmother had gone through a little something with my grandfather, and they got a divorce. She left the Baptist church, and people began to tell her, well, you can do this, and your kids will never forget their spelling words, and you'll do this, and this will happen to that person, and you can do this, and this will go right in your life. And she didn't know it, but after a while, she wound up in white magic.
Mm-hmm.
She wound up using salt and candles and different things. And I remember my mother talking about a story of them writing spelling words on parchment paper and putting it inside of a white bowl and pouring wine inside of that bowl and having her try to drink that red wine. And if she did, she would never forget her spelling words and all those kind of things that try to get passed down. And when it came down to my generation, my mother had to take a stand. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I told my testimony on here how God delivered me as a child from demonic oppression. But a lot of times, demonic oppression and homosexuality and drug abuse stem from somebody in your line using and messing with witchcraft. Help me today, God.
Yes, Lord.
And I want you to just think about potions and hexes and vexes and spells, though that's going to be broken down on here tonight. I want you to begin to think about, my God, when you begin to use God's power against him or power against somebody else or trying to get back at somebody else, and envy and revenge lead you into those things and lead you into rebellion. First Samuel chapter 15 talks about how Saul did not kill Agag and the whole kingdom of Agag. And when Samuel walked up to him, he said, what is this bleeding of sheep that I hear in my ears? And why am I looking at King Agag? He said, well, you know, we kept some of the goods and the spoil for ourselves. And, you know, I let a couple of kids live, but, you know, I killed all the men. But I want, you know, I kept some of the best cattle and the best sheep. And I kept the king alive. And he'll tell us some secrets, some stuff we don't know. And we got a hostage for the kingdom. And Samuel said, what in the world? How dare you not obey the instruction of the Lord? He said, well, you know, Saul said, well, I can just make a sacrifice unto the Lord and it'll be all right. And he said, no. He said, oh, God, it is obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, God. And rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
And stubbornness as the sin of iniquity. So really, rebellion, and we have to have another day to really break that word down and where that comes from, and the B-E-L and how that stands for Baal, the sun god and the moon goddess. But tonight, I'm just going to open up in prayer, and we're just going to begin. And Providence, you know, you can jump in at any time.
Amen.
Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, for tonight, God. On this Friday, I thank you, God, for somebody tonight being loosed. God, let them be free from the power of Satan. In the name of Jesus, God, every witch, every warlock, hear the voice of the Lord on this line tonight. I break your power in the name of Jesus, your witchcraft, your spells, your manipulation, your hexes, your vexes, your word curses. I reverse them and I boomerang them back to you, and I leave you as a wheel spinning in confusion. And I break the spirit of the confounder that will try to confuse the minds of the people of God tonight. God, I thank you, God, for your people hearing the voice of the Lord, God, coming up out of our mouth on tonight, God. I pray, God, by the time this call ends, God, that they have not heard a man, but they have heard God. God, they have not experienced man, but they have experienced God. But they have not experienced flesh, but they have experienced the Spirit of the living God. Father God, I thank you, God, for binding, rebuking, and casting out every devil, every demon, every spirit, God, that's not you. And God, we loose the Holy Spirit on this line to take control. We give you full yielding, God. We give you a full yielding, God. We yield to you on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, everything that is a hindrance and a block is removing now, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you right away to resurrect, Father God, and rebuke and correct, Father God, and instruct in righteousness, God, to lift us up to bless, God, to curse, God, to loose, God, to bind. Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. Make the people know that you are God.
We yes,
give you praise.
Lord.
Give you praise tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I just really
amen.
Want to, again, prophetess, thank you for the opportunity and really the call, because it's so God.
Yes.
So God, you know, many people think that they can rub shoulders with somebody and I can get on the radio, I can get on TV, I can do something, and not understanding that your life is assignment based and that whatever you do has to be based on an assignment, not a hookup, not because of somebody that you know, because I'm telling you, God will shut that thing down faster than, you know, anything else, you know, trying
yes.
to rub shoulders and make it your way. Got to be God's way, and God's got to open the door. And I just thank God for this opportunity that the people of God be blessed, that I'll be blessed, that you be blessed. Hallelujah, because
Amen.
It's not me. You know, it's not I that liveth, but it's the Christ that liveth on the inside of me, talking on this phone right now. And really, when we begin to look at the church and the state of the church, you can see witchcraft. I'm just going to jump in right here. You can see the witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the manipulation from the pulpit. And the reason why many people don't know what's going on, because the pulpit don't want them to know. Because everybody don't have the Holy Ghost for real.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Right.
We have
talking
people.
Right.
I'm trying not to preach on here. Help me, God. Ooh, wee Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Folks speaking in tongues, prophetess, but they don't have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. People are casting out devils, thinking they're casting out devils when they're shifting and transferring spirits, do not have the Holy Ghost. People who are laying hands and running revivals and got three churches in one, churches in one location or one church in three locations, many do not have the Holy Ghost. And that's,
mm-hmm.
that's it's a shame to me, because we're trying to do things outside of the Spirit of God in another spirit, calling it God. So you have people, and this is where you get into spiritual wickedness and high or heavenly places. My God.
Yes.
The Bible
mm-hmm.
says that we are seated with Christ. In heavenly places. But there are some people who have infiltrated into the church of the living God who dare to try to sit with Christ and sit in the seat of Lucifer at the same time.
Yes.
These are usurpers of power. These are usurpers of authority. And that's the introduction to witchcraft. It's so
mm-hmm.
many, let me tell you, it's so many more. There are witches out in the world, but there's so many more witches in the church now than I have ever seen in my entire life. That
wow.
we people are ordaining and licensing, thinking they're prophets and they're witches. Oh, God help me. Thinking they're apostles and bishops, but they're really witches. How do I know that they're witches? Because they won't submit. Not to anybody, not even a covering, but they won't submit to their brother. They won't submit to their sister. Well, I've been praying for you, and God told me to tell you that I don't receive that. I'm not even going to receive that because, you know, I'm a prophet, and if it's not another prophet telling me, or God didn't tell me himself, I'm not listening to you and this, that, and the other. And people, you disconnect the whole assignment of the body of Christ. We're helpers one to another. But when you begin to sow discord, my God, and division in the house of God, you have become a witch to that house. Help me,
yes.
Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I'm not talking about God calling somebody out. I'm saying when you've been sent in and you are trying to teach people to hate the pastor, pray against the pastor, poison the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we gonna pray on him. We got a dinner for you. We come on and eat this sweet potato pie. Come on and eat this macaroni and cheese. And I've seen people do it, my God. And I've seen people sit back and watch the pastor die because they wanted the church that bad. They weren't praying for the pastor, they were praying on the pastor. But God is a funny gentleman. God, oh God, everything that you sow, you gonna reap every last thing you sow. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you do. Oh, God. Oh, God, help me tonight. So we got people in the body of Christ, in the church, prophetess, working witchcraft.
Yeah.
Putting salt on folks' shoes, putting salt on folks' socks, putting salt on people and in their jackets. My God, help me tonight.
You talking.
Now, Diana, you know you can jump in at any time.
I'm listening.
But it's just incredible to me, the gall of the enemy. Mm. And the reason why familiar spirits, help me, God, the reason why familiar spirits do so much to try to imitate the Holy Spirit is because the enemy knows that he can't win over those that are lost to drugs and sex abuse and drug abuse and all kinds of sin and envy and people that are out in the world that are basically sinning and are sinners. The enemy has them. But the enemy does not want the weak and the depressed and the sickly. The enemy is seeking after those that have hidden treasure on the inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
But like in church. Oh, God, prophetess that are just coming to God, don't really know who they are, but they got a mighty destiny on them. But the enemy is drawn to people that God has mantled with power. I remember we was having prayer service in the ministry, and, oh, God, and one of the women came to find out one of the women were dabbling in witchcraft, and there was a young prophetess that had came in, and the witch just gravitated right to her and was trying to lay hands on her, do all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, first of all, you are not of set authority in this house, number one. Number two, where have you come from? What kind of prayer are you praying over her? And, oh, Jesus.
You're talking right.
Because the girl didn't know fully who she was and has a mighty call on her life, the enemy was able to beguile her because she could see and she was attracted to stuff you can see. And prophets, let me warn the prophets, you got to be careful hooking up with people that can see. Don't just get hooked up with people that can see. Get hooked up with people that can discern.
Yes.
Because we're seeing everything, but we're discerning nothing. And I can hear somebody now, why are they talking about this witchcraft stuff? They're talking about these demons and stuff. Everything ain't bad. No, everything ain't bad, but everything ain't good. And everything that looks good ain't good for you. And we got people sitting in the church, and God showed me this. God showed me this over the next 5 years, that people are going to be just, they're just going to come to church, and they're going to begin to lose their mind. People are going to be so overtaken with so many spirits that the religious people are not going to know what to do. My God, if there was not a remnant, there'll be sent in that house. They're just going to go stone crazy. And folks going to be praying, peace. Come on, honey. Shh, come on, be quiet. Come on, don't do that. Come on now. Come on, stop slobbering. Come on. And they don't have no power to cast nothing out. My God, you become a reproach to the body of Christ when you lack the power of Jesus, but you name the name of Jesus.
Oof.
And it's time out for it.
Yes.
But we have so, Lord help me. Demons. Witches, warlocks, in the church, running the church, leading worship for the church, preaching to the church, ministering to the church.
Jesus.
Lord, help me. Help me, God, because we become so defensive. We become so vulnerable. Ain't nobody. How in the world did prophecy take the place of prayer?
That's right.
I remember we used to have shut-ins and prayer meetings, but because nobody wants to pray, nobody wants to lay, nobody wants to fast, nobody wants to really meditate on the word, the enemy has come in with a bunch of gifts and made us forget that it's the Spirit of God that gives those gifts. It's the Spirit of God that gives those fruits. Woo, ha, glory, glory, glory. My God, we have people. See, I can hear somebody now. It's not in my church because we don't be casting out demons like that. My church is serene and peaceful, and everybody gets along. And I'm the devil is a liar.
Oh, goodness.
The devil is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you something. Whatever is not cast out remains.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't manifest, you don't know it's there. So the usher keeps on working on the usher board. But if that demon never comes into the presence of the Lord, manifests or screaming out, you don't know it's there. It keeps serving the pastor water. Help me, Lord. You got demons on the hospitality board. You got demons running the church, demons on the deacon board. Demons, oh God, Lord, help me. And the funny thing is these people know they wrong, know they dabbling in witchcraft. So guess what? Know that your right and just reward is coming to you, and everything you've sown, your finger's going to break off backwards because God said, touch not mine, anointed, my God. Mm-hmm. Do my prophet no harm. Somebody, well, that's not what that means. They were talking about when you touch on the prophet's body. No, when you put your mouth on God's people.
Yes.
Because, honey, look, the devil been doing everything he thought he could do, doing everything that he knows to do. Woo, everything that sticks out of the spirit. But everything that is hidden and that abides under the spirit and in the shadow of the Almighty God, the enemy cannot touch. And that's where the real people are. That's where the real remnant is, hidden in the spirit.
Yes.
Lord, help me today.
Woo.
But I just want—I want you—I want—I want to, somebody maybe taking notes tonight. I want you to hear this: the word occult. Oh, now I'm not saying I didn't say a cult. I don't mean like a religious sect or a religion. I mean occult. O C C U L T. The word occult means in secrecy and in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Occult means in secrecy and in darkness. Well, it ain't going on in my church. You know, I don't understand what they talking about. You don't know because it's in secrecy and darkness.
Oh, yes.
Mm-mm. Lord, have mercy. Probably you praying for me tonight.
I got you. I'm praying.
Because the reason why there's so much demonic activity in the church is because there's so much witchcraft that goes on in the church. So much in-house fighting. Spirit. So I really want to really, really break down divination and sorcery. People that are practicing magic.
Yes.
Practicing practitioners of magic in the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, my God, my God. So you got witches, you got sorcerers, and you got people that work divination. Let me tell you something. Every prophet that's sent to your church is not a prophet of God. I'm just going to be real and raw. Some people are practitioners of magic. Some people are spiritists. Some people reach out and touch the dead. Lord Jesus. Some people are praying to the dead. They're telling you, well, they're telling me, so I never knew about that. And how did they know about my father? And how did they know his favorite color was red? And how did they know? Because they tapped the familiar spirit that hung around your daddy when he was alive.
Oh, God. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
People got dream books, and people are writing down things. And I'm not talking about the interpretation that God gives. I'm talking about when people are using the bones. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Lord. Bible says cut them off, get them away from you, because if you don't, they become a reproach. They say, oh God, God will cut off your inheritance. God said, let that person not even be a part of the household of faith. Let them not even be a part of the house of God. So a lot of us are dealing with ain't even our stuff, prophetess. It's just been passed down because of the disobedience of our grandparents and the disobedience of our great-grandparents. Half of y'all, you know, love to celebrate Kwanzaa and Oyugu Gajalia and all that stuff and lighting candles and don't know that that's ancestral worship.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm.
You know, I don't celebrate Christmas. I'm close to the motherland. I celebrate Kwanzaa, witchcraft.
Ooh.
Tied to Yoruba. It's tied to African magic. It's tied to a familiar spirit. Don't you know that the root word to family is familiar? It's famil, F-A-M-I-L. Something that's close to you, something that knows you, something that's intimate with you.
Yes.
And that's why half the folk, they can't shake a smoking demon. They can't shake, I got to smoke. But you in the household of faith. I got this. I can't put it down. You got the can't put it down, and I can't stop doing it. There's witchcraft that's been allowed in your life somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you tell, God tells you to do something. My help, your shot. Help me, God. Help me, God. And you tell God no. Witchcraft is an operation in your life.
Disobedience.
Woo. Mm. Come on, prophets. You got to stir it up with some questions or something. Cause
I'm listening. I'm saying
Lord.
Disobedience.
Jesus.
I do want to ask you a question. I was reading something today about divination and sorcery. What's the difference between the two?
The major difference is that, Lord, this dog out here. Major difference is that a lot of times divination is using pieces of something. It's using clothes. It's using artifacts. It's using stuff that people have worn, things they've owned, in order for somebody to, I'll put this in quotations, prophesy or give you something you never heard or tell you something that you thought you didn't know. But a lot of times people that work divination have to get stuff from you. So, I mean, I remember being in a church service and there was one prophet that kept pulling on his ear every time he would prophesy to somebody, or he had to hold their hand, or he had to rub their head, or he had to touch them in some way. That's witchcraft, y'all. God's prophets don't have to do that. God's people don't have to do that. You have to rub somebody down, up and down, just to tell them what God is saying. That don't make sense.
Yes.
That's witchcraft. I'm serious.
Yes.
I'm serious. People, give me your socks and give me your shoes. I'm going to walk in your shoes for 21 days, and when I give them back, there's a miracle going to manifest in your house. Witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good. Help me, Lord. It sounds great, but it's witchcraft.
Yes.
Anytime you got to get something from me. And now, if you're going to put it on an altar, you're going to pray over it, that's one thing. But when you have to keep it in your possession, or you got to hold my hand, and Lord, they just held my hand for a million years. And see, we got to be careful with all these. I was in a church. And, you know, we used to love on each other and give everybody a hug after offering. And we sit back down and hear the announcements. And the song would go, hug somebody, tell them that you love them, lift your hands to heaven and praise the Lord. And we would just hug everybody and go around. But we had to stop, first of all, because folk was getting their feels on, number one. Lord Jesus. Then number two, we had to stop. Because certain people were getting prayed for, and after they would get prayed for, they may not have come all the way into that deliverance and would pass on spirits.
Wow, yeah. I've heard that before.
Yeah, I was in Texas, and there was a young gentleman that he had different mental problems, but it was a spirit, and that spirit manifested and really started cutting up in the church. And after they prayed for him, I don't know if he was a little autistic or what it was, but after they prayed for him, they said, come on and hug this brother and this, that, and the other. And I kept seeing a snake being wrapped around this guy's neck like he was hanging from a noose, but it was a snake. And I'm like, they don't even see that they're transferring a spirit. They don't even see that they're hugging this guy. He's not fully delivered. He ain't fully come through yet. And you passing on a spirit to people that don't even know how to wage spiritual warfare, ain't even covered in the blood, don't even know how to drive a spirit out. And it's too many of us in the body of Christ that are getting punched by the devil and can't punch back. I don't know what's up with this mamby-pamby church, this weak, watered-down church, and all we know how to do is shout and speak in tongues, but we don't know how to discern. We don't know how to fight. We don't even know how to fight in our dream life. We don't even know how to fight in prayer for real. One of my spiritual daughters how to pray, and she stayed in tongues. I said, that's good. That's good. That's good. Okay, keep on praying. She was praying in the spirit. I said, okay, don't just pray. I said, now you're doing warfare prayer. first of all, the enemy is very, very mad at you because you're speaking a language he don't understand. So any demons in this atmosphere, they've already been stirred up. Now, what are you going to say in English to bind them? Because you can't say, I bind you in the name of Jesus in Harabo Shatarata. You can't say it like that. They don't understand that. Well, I just prophesied. I said, that's why the Spirit helps you. You don't know what you ought to pray. But as the Holy Spirit gives it to you, as you pray in the Spirit, then he gives you in English and with your understanding what to say. So that when you come out of them tongues and you come out of that Spirit, you come out with a command, you come out with demands, you come out with decrees, you come out with declarations, you come out with pronunciations over the enemy, over the people of God, and what telling them what God is going to do. But don't nobody want to sit down and learn none of that. We just want to get up and grab a microphone and do our thing.
That's right.
And I know that we're under a spirit of witchcraft ourselves. When you are under a spirit, when you're being controlled by something, you're under witchcraft. People don't understand that. I just got to have this person. I just got to have this coffee. Witchcraft loosens your life.
Oh, wow.
When you can't tell a piece of chocolate cake, no. Witchcraft. Because the devil's going to get you one day with the right piece of chocolate cake, and it's going to sit you down for the rest of your life if you're not careful.
That's right.
Lord Jesus.
Now, you guys, if you have any questions, comments, prayer, concerns, please, when you call in, please press the number one.
But I think we want to really go into deep, because the difference is you have people that are in divination, which is really using things, like I said, using things. But sorcery, sorcery is more like magic. Sorcery is more like incantation. Something has to be written. Something has to be given. Something has to be spoken when it's sorcery. And that's closer to witchcraft than divination is. Divination is really somebody that's trying to operate as a medium. They're between two worlds. They laugh at me when I say this. But I say if they're a medium, they're not a large, they're not a small, they're a medium. They're in the middle. They're not really hearing from God. They're hearing from spirits. I don't understand how demons can hear the voice of God, back off and obey that command. But when we get up in the realm of the spirit, the enemy does not recognize us. It's a dangerous thing. See, Tiana, the reason why the enemy knows who to pick fights with. Let me say that.
Yeah. Okay.
If the enemy is fighting you and you don't know he's fighting you, you've already lost. But if the enemy is fighting you and you know he's fighting you, you are a person of power. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, Jesus.
You ain't Slim Pickens when you know it's the devil, because you know that God is the devil's boss, and whatever the Lord allows and allows Satan to do, God is already in control of it and always has already made your way of escape. So you're a person of power if you know the enemy is done. And the reason why the enemy, Lord Jesus. Tiana, you
go ahead
and
touch
this word, but you done already came over. You've already crossed the great divide, and I'm telling you, everything that needs to be set in place for everything God's about to do in your ministry and in your life has already been done. The enemy, it came really to try to stop the progress of what was already done. Oh, God, what God has done is done, but he's trying to stop you from getting to the done. He's trying to stop you from getting to the finish, but it's already complete. It's already done in the spirit.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus.
Wow. That's
so
awesome.
Those are really the major breakdowns of those two. And got to really say that everybody's not a witch. A lot of times we see people that move in power, and a lot of the people that we don't like is the ones that got the power.
Yes, that's true.
The ones we don't really care for. We don't really want to hear from are people that's got the power. People trying to get marquee names and people to come in that don't really have power, haven't really birthed that out, haven't really digested it. And it's the one sitting on the backside of the desert. It's the one sitting in the basements and in their living rooms and in their kitchens praying and asking God for a move that God is about to send out into this nation and turn this world upside down.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Apostle, I have a Facebook question. The person wants to know, it says, it seems like the music industry is now coming out openly under the influence of Satan and don't care. This was unheard of years ago. Will we see this in the church more?
Wow. Ask that one more time, just so I can really go good.
It says, it seems like the music industry is now coming out openly under the influence of Satan and don't care. This was never unheard of years ago, and the question is, will we see this in the church more?
Wow. Mm-hmm. I think the question is she seeing that it's trying to make its way inside the church?
Yeah, I guess she wants to know, will we see the influence, the music influence of Satan inside the church? Will we see it on another level more? Because we already know a lot of the churches is just as worldly as they want to be. But
right.
Will we see it on another level?
We are going to see it on another level. I do have to address the music in the world because it's more open. Ooh, Lord. It's more open because we don't stand for anything and we don't say nothing until something happens. You know, everybody wanted to break their neck and break Jamie Foxx's neck when he gave up and said, you know, said what he said about President Obama. But who stood up and said anything about it? Half the people on Facebook, we don't hear nobody talking about or declaring about Jesus Christ until something happens or until an election happens or until something happens in the church that we don't understand. And the thing is, our standards have dropped. We have become a church that reacts. We're not a church that reacts. We're not a proactive church anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, we're not in place when something really needs our say-so. And it's time for the saints to really say-so. Say
yeah.
No and say so.
That's right.
The you know, no with a period, one of my pastor friends said. You need to say no with a period on the end because some people say no, and then there's a comma, and there's something else, and then something else makes its way in.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we're going to see more manifestations of it because people are playing music under the influence of demons and don't
yes.
know it.
Yes, that's
no,
right.
We're trying to – I love – Dietrich and different people trying to progress in gospel music, but we have to be careful because people that are putting out music today are demonically inclined. And you can't put out the same music. I don't care how many times you say Jesus on top of it. Oh, God. It may not, there's no such thing as Christian music or gospel music as far as, you know, music. You can't save music. Music doesn't have a soul. But the lyrics, you understand
yes,
what I'm saying? The lyrics is what carry it. But you have to be careful because there are spirits on music that you play. You can play. If you can play, listen, David played demons out. Don't you think somebody can play demons in?
Yes. Yes.
David sat right by Saul and calmed his devils that were sent that God allowed to torment him. Do you think that people that are seeking relief can get, oh, Jesus, music to soothe? You know, we always say that music soothes the savage beast.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from? What does that mean? The savage beast? You mean there's something on the inside of me that all I got to do is turn on music and it controls it? That's a demon and that's witchcraft.
Yes.
I feel better when I hear this song. Even if it's gospel, it's witchcraft. I just got to hear this song. I don't know about that one, but I got to hear this one. It's okay if you're trying to touch God, but if that thing is controlling you mentally, emotionally, psychologically, physiopsychologically, oh, my God, it's witchcraft. Because now you've given something power that God once had over you.
Mm-hmm. One thing about music, it can set your mood. It can set your emotions. You can listen to a song and cry. You might listen to a song and be happy. You can listen to a song and it remind you of your old boyfriend or your old girlfriend or whatever. So music really has a lot of power.
Yes. It opens doors. It's a door opener in the spirit. I remember one of my friends was saying, you know what, you're the only person I know that'll listen to music or and hear every word they saying. And I said, I have to because I got to guard my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we was in the car not too long ago, in the car and was passing by a station and Funkadelic was on. And, you know, they was doing it, la-da-da-dee-da-la-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
They were doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they went past, what's the one part? Something about they're going to play a spirit into my dance, and then the next thing said, I'm going to play a spirit into your pants. I say, whoa, 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 whoa. It said, I'm going to play something into your dance. I'm going to play something into your pants. I say, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I said, people have been hooked up. You don't even know what you're singing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the group Hall & Oates, used to, oh, God, they used to pray all kinds of prayers over their music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All types of music being released. And a lot of the music today does not go out without a prayer over it. That amazes me.
Mm-hmm.
It amazes me how the world will sell out to get whatever they want from the devil, and the devil gives it to them. But we the only folk serving the true and living God, almighty God, all powerful, no limitations, and don't want to give him nothing. But I have it here. I'll give the official definition. Divination is defined in Scripture as a soothe or soothing spirit, or the spirit of false prophecy. And I really want to read off different types, if that's okay. We really want to read off different types of divination. And a lot of the divination, really, the end prefix for it or suffix for it is the word mancy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Just like the young lady said, I remember this. First of all, there's nothing new under the sun. And a lot of dead things and principalities are being exhumed in the media. A lot of spirits that were dead a long time ago, people are unearthing because of the ignorance of the people, because of the lack of the prayer of the people, and because of the lack of the word of God. And people of God really know this. Wherever there's a lack of the word of God, and I don't mean just logos, I mean the rhema word of God, the understanding of the word, that it's going to be an uprising of ignorance. And where there's ignorance, the next friend of ignorance is witchcraft.
Yes.
But a lot of people, I really want to. Really want to give this so you all will know I'm going to note this. And divination that people may not know about. But this includes fortune telling, astrology. Divination is when you receive information from the spirit world through an object, like I said, trying to give people a prophecy about their fates and their fortunes, either through astrology, automatic writing, and I can explain each one, Kabbalah, channeling, clairaudience, when you're hearing voices, clairvoyance, crystal ball gazing, diagnosis by color therapy, pendulums, divining, ESP, handwriting analysis, horoscopes, iridology, mediums, mind reading, hypnosis, numerology, omens, palmistry, phrenology, seances, tarot cards, tea leaf reading. This cracked me up. I saw on YouTube people were getting their, even down to Donnie McClurkin, getting his hand read by somebody that reads tea leaves. I said, this ain't cool.
What?
Yes. Well, it's just science and this, that, and the other. It's not science. It's witchcraft. I don't need nobody to tell me about my family or about my future through a leaf. You mean there's more written down about me in a leaf or a tarot card than it is in God? That makes no sense to me.
Yes.
People casting lots of clouds, they're watching puddles. My God. Divining rods, water flows, augury, people who observe bird flight, liver and entrail reading. Jesus. Alchemy, metacosmy, forehead divination oracles, one remanency, runes, talismans, chiromancy, geomancy, and rhabdomancy, and it goes on and on. But one thing I do want to read that's called clitomancy is when people use the Bible for witchcraft purposes. It's called clitomancy.
I've heard that before.
And, I think I shared with the people the other day there was a girl that my family, one of my uncles was dating at one time, and her mother was having her to read the Bible backwards. And one day she was sleeping in my grandmother's house, and that spirit manifested, and she started speaking in tongues in a voice several octaves lower than hers. And she woke up, didn't know what had happened. She woke up out of that dream or sleep. She thought she was dreaming. They said, no, something was coming up out of you, and you started moving and levitating and hovering. They had to get her up out of that house.
I know we did a research on that, reading things backwards a long time ago, and the research that we found on the witches would send letters in the mail written backwards, and that people will read it and will put in, it would cause a curse to fall upon them. And I know, what's the group, Bone Thugs and Harmony, has an album out. It's old album, but they actually, on the back of the album, the words are, it's a paragraph, but it's written backwards.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I know Prophetess used to go to school with some of the people from 3-6 Mafia. And here in Memphis, they call them 666 Mafia. And them brothers were stone cold in the Satan. Still are.
I remember that group.
You know, but how one of their most popular songs, one of the lines in it was, Lucifer is our father. And people just clubbing and just drinking to it. Don't even know they're under influence of a spirit. Here's some, want to give these, and I think then I'll probably either take more questions and then pass to the prophetess. But
okay.
There are different types of magic that pretty much manifest either in everyday life. And these people are going to be really paying attention to this, because this can happen through a cell phone. This can happen through Facebook. This can happen on the Internet. You got to be careful what you linked up to. One is called protective magic. That is any act or formula put together to avert or overcome evil. People using magic to overcome other magic. That was called sympathetic magic. This is an occult belief that when a person is separated from someone with him whom he or she had a relationship, they believe that it can continue between two individuals after they are separated.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a type of long-distance control where natural connection is not necessary. It's where people use self-pity. You disconnect from people. You disconnect from people, and then they try to, they will send spirits to try to make you call them.
People
say things to try to get you to get in self-pity. Well, maybe I need to call them and apologize. And you know you would have won right, and you know you did it God's way, and try to make you to call them and get in that company and suck up to them. That's witchcraft, and it's magic. Sympathetic magic. Then this contagious magic, a belief that whatever you come in contact with will have influence on you after you leave. It's a transference of spirit. This is where people use it through sex. They use it through drug usage. They use it on casual acquaintances. They do it on telephones and televisions, different objects where they'll try to leave a spirit on something that whoever touches it next is cursed. I remember, you know, and they put spirits on things to make it own that spirit or make that spirit own that object. I remember being a little boy, and we was going in antique shops, and there were certain things I would touch and bump into. And I was like, ooh, God, there's certain things. I'll go into even, we were at a Goodwill store not too long ago, a huge Goodwill store. We went inside. I said, I got to get up out of here, because it was spirits all over stuff that had been owned. It had been previously owned, and spirits were still attached to it. You could feel these people. I'm like, oh, God, I'm picking up an old couple. I'm picking up this, that, and the other. I'm picking up somebody was in an abusive relationship when they dropped this off. God will show you. Just don't go picking up everything, a piece of clothing and an object and a mirror and a painting, because those things carry spirits. Be careful what you get at flea markets. I'm going to say that again. Be careful what you take home out of a flea market. I remember my pastor took many people over into, they went to Nigeria. They went over into different parts of Africa, and they told them, don't take pictures in this village. Don't take any objects from this village. Don't smile and take pictures by this thing, because if you do and you take it home, or you take this artifact home, or you take this piece of lava rock home, your home will be cursed. There's a woman that went to a flea market, and she picked up, she liked the basket so much, and it was like a wood, it was like a box. It was like a wooden box almost. That was sewn together and had different sewing on top of it, almost like a wicker box. But she did not know that it had little men on the inside of it. And there was an inscription on the inside of it that said, whoever picked this up is cursed. Whoever obtains this is cursed. And she held on to a cold for like 3 years, couldn't get rid of a cold. Almost died with a household common cold. because of something that you would not release. I remember my former pastor, he went out there and he took some ministers out there, and they had to pray that off of her, but they couldn't get it off her until they got rid of the thing in her house. When they took, and somebody going to probably have to do some spiritual house cleaning tonight, too.
Yes.
Ooh, Jesus. Get that stuff out your house. Get them movies out of your house. Get them horror flicks out your house. Help me, Jesus. Get that porn flicks out your house. Get those movies of people getting high out your house. Those club movies. People fighting. Ooh, Lord, get that stuff out of your house. Every movie ain't no movie you need to be seeing.
Yeah.
I don't care if it is that red box for $1. You don't need to bring it in your house. Talking about my house is covered. You open your house to all kind of influence. You got children in your house. You got to be careful. You got to be careful.
Yes.
But I can go on and on and on. But there's defensive magic where magic is used to overcome other magic. And there's one thing I'll bring up, and then I'm going to give it over to Prophetess. But it's called phone voyance. And this is where people can see through phone lines using occultic powers.
Ooh.
I'm very careful. It just seemed like we have been gifted. When we started really doing our, we had been gifted with some books and some research and some Bible books and things through the ministry and started reading up on those things. And Prophetess, let me tell you, when we started reading them books, every kind of phone call from every person seemed like that we knew was trying to reach her through the phone. But a couple of times, my assistant answered the phone and there was nobody there. I said, don't answer the phone anymore. I said, I taught y'all better than that. Every phone call, it could say your best friend. It could say somebody that we know. But it could be a call from hell. It could be a call from a spirit. Because those spirits move through electronic and electromagnetic waves. That's how every time we get on the phone lines and talk about Jesus and talk about some stuff, it wants to shut down. Because they know that the message is coming over the airwaves. He's the prince of the power of the air.
Yes. Yes.
Lord.
Apostle, now I have someone actually on my phone want to ask a question, and I have someone on the line want to come in. But the question they're asking is, how can you tell the difference between an anointed person speaking in tongues and a person practicing witchcraft speaking in tongues?
The Holy Spirit.
Okay.
That's really that's really the most honest, the most biblical, and the most accurate answer. You have to have the Holy Spirit, because there's a certain anointing and there's a certain fragrance that comes with the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not talking about religious people, because religious people are just scary. They hear somebody speak in tongues, they all think it's witchcraft because of ignorance, when it's clearly in the Word, praying in the Spirit. But when you hear somebody praying and it make your stomach go, anything that make you go, it's not God. And I'm not talking about, now, again, I said you got to have the Holy Spirit, because you can't be going, and don't have the Holy Spirit, because it could be gas. It could be your mind. It could be, Lord, because most of us don't have it, Lord, help me. Most of us don't have it, Tiana. Folks think they got it because they're speaking in the language. We didn't come to give you a language. He came to give you power. And you know you got the Holy Ghost when you can make the enemy move. Woo, Jesus. We don't have the power to make him stop. We don't have the power to tell him what to do. Help me, God. The Holy Ghost. Because I'm telling you, there's a certain, I remember Benny Hinn had a woman, and she came up on the stage, and she started going, literally. And he stopped her, and he said, what are you doing? She said, I'm speaking in tongues and Morse code. Now, you guys, if you've ever seen an old Army movie, they would use clicks and symbols through the radio to send a message. This lady was trying to reinvent a new way to speak in tongues. He said, please go sit down off my stage. Don't bring that foot back up here. She's going, he said, you're not a radio signal. Go sit down.
I know that's right.
The word says people would even try to invent other methods of evil, inventing evil. So folks got to be careful. I mean, that's you got to have the Holy Spirit. You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You can't be walking around and don't know what you're doing. Because mm-hmm. everybody in your church ain't called. Everybody in your church don't have it. But you got to mm-hmm. make sure that you have it. If you don't, you're not going to know. You're not going to know them from somebody that could be coming in and really be working witchcraft for real. Because
mm-hmm.
as much as, I don't believe, I don't understand that. I don't. If there's evil and you can see the manifestation of evil, you can see the manifestation of good and mm-hmm. righteousness. And there's a difference. There's a difference. So, like I said, you really have to have the Spirit of God, and God will give you discernment. You don't have to be off. You don't have to be stupid. You don't have to believe everything that comes to you. You got to have discernment.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know your word.
Okay, Apostle. We have a comment from Rachelle that I'm going to bring her in now.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Hi, Rachelle. You have a comment?
I do, actually. I wanted to comment when he was speaking on the spirit of sympathy, and I wanted to make a comment and get his opinion. A lot of times on Facebook, I've always discerned not to like those pictures where you'll get a picture, maybe a little kid in the hospital or just different. The pictures are different, and it'll always say like, or sometimes it may even be a picture of Jesus, and it'll say like. And I never, ever push like. Even if I like the picture, I've never pushed like. And I just wanted to know if you are familiar with what I'm referring to and if you discerned the same thing when you saw it.
No, not necessarily. And if it's just a picture of Jesus, or you said a person, a child in the hospital.
It could be anything. It's always something just there. It could be a little kid in the hospital suffering from cancer, and you'll see a picture of them connected with a bunch of tubes, head shaven, and it'll say like if you're they come in all different types of persuasions.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, you got to be careful what you like on Facebook. I'll say it like that. Because even then, people don't know it. But when you like a certain thing, I'm telling myself. But one of my cousins was on Facebook, and she had a picture of some half. I mean, I know it's Christmas, but she's celebrating Christmas with half-naked men, and they got ornaments where they should have ornaments. And I'm like, mm-hmm. No, that's not God. That ain't Jesus. So I'm deleting you, and I'm deleting the picture. Because when you like something, you are mm-hmm. signing a spirit. You're supporting a spirit when you say, I like this. When
yeah.
you, Jesus. I saw half the people, I got to go on Facebook and unlike some stuff.
No, that's right.
Because I can hear some folk now. Because you got to be careful, because I hear what you're saying, because every picture of Jesus isn't necessarily, you know what I'm saying, it's not anointed. Because I've seen some stuff, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to like that. I love Jesus, but I'm not liking that. People will send you chain letters and text chain letters and liking, and it's going to send a prosperity angel to your house. Nope, that's all right. Thank you. Pass it on.
That's
chain letter stuff, because that can mm-hmm. be witchcraft. If you don't pass this on, you're going to be cursed, and this person going to die. And the devil is a lie.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to be able to identify, because chain letters and things in the mail, people don't do that anymore, and the warfare now is coming at us in chain letters, the email, or even on Facebook. So it's just trying to be as conscious of what, because I'm not going to read a letter backwards now that I know, you know, that could possibly be a curse. But I could very innocently like a picture on Facebook, not realizing that I just brought something into my life.
Right. Ooh, wow. That's mm-hmm. powerful.
Yes, it is.
That's really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that was it.
Amen.
That's all. I just wanted to make
praise
that comment.
God, thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
God bless you. God bless you. That was powerful.
Yeah, that's very powerful.
Yeah, because I never thought of
really
it like
that.
Yeah, until she said that you, when you liking something, you can actually bring something in your life.
Wow.
That's powerful.
Wow.
Again, you guys, if you have any questions or comments or anything, please press 1. Yeah,
I think
powerful.
We might be giving it to Prophetess in a minute.
Okay.
For her testimony.
Yes.
I'm going to make sure I get her. Prophetess, I think we might be great for your testimony now.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
Whoa, I had to do my motherly duties. But I'm so certain that everything that Apostle said was very profound and things like that. And, you know, right before I go into my testimony, woman of God, I want to encourage you for even doing this. One thing that I understand about deliverance ministries is that it begins to get really hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the beginning, it's exciting, it's fun, or, you know, for me, let me speak as, you know, from the mouth of a deliverance minister, you know, because anything from paranormal movies and things like that, it excites me because it's right up my ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what happens is when you begin to pursue that, as soon as God calls you to it, especially if you're called to deliverance ministries, one thing about it is, one second, my dog is running off. One thing about ministries is that the enemy comes in and he attacks them, and he attacks them severely, especially when this is your call, when this is your office, when God wants you to pursue the ministry, when you have a heart to see people delivered, when you have a heart to see people set free and things like that. So, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go into my testimony, because all this week, all last week, people of God, if I could tell you the opposition, not that I have faced, but that I'm looking at right now, if I could tell you even just the testimony of what I'm going through, if I could tell you the testimony of my home, how my pipes burst, my electricity is out, everything from walking all over the place to just, it's hard, you know. And I thank God for the tribulation, because when it gets hard, that's how you know. That's how you know when God has ordained a thing. Anyway, I wanted to encourage you, woman of God, because I know, and I told you I was going to get on here, and you know I told you I was going to cut up sideways. But
yeah,
I want to thank God for you, because you don't have to do this. You don't have to open up the doors to anybody to do anything, to expose their ministries, or not even so much to expose the ministries. You don't have to open up the doors to allow people. You don't have to open up the doors to allow the people of God to say whatever it is that God has given them to say.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's hard. And as soon as God has you to do something, as soon as God say, you know what, prophet is, because that you are, then that's when all hell breaks loose according to you, or, you know, against your life, people from your past, people from your present, from your future, people you don't even know, they'll start coming up against you, and they'll kick against the pricks, and they'll kick against the very thing that God has ordained. And what people don't understand, woman of God, is they're not fighting you.
Yes.
They're not fighting mother. But they're fighting the Spirit of the Lord, whether they feel that it's the Spirit of the Lord or not. But anyway, I wanted to get that out of my spirit. I wanted to tell you that God is going to bless this thing. I don't care what anybody say. I don't care what hell raised up against you. I don't care what hell raised up against any listener that is on this line who is called by God. Because one thing that I do understand, we do have infiltrators.
Yes.
Some for the good and some for the bad.
Yeah.
That, you know what? Let me tell you this one thing. I used to have a blog talk show, and there was me and a man of God. He was this awesome prophet. And the Lord, that's a testimony in itself with his life. But, you know, he went backwards because of so much struggle. But when he was just going forward in God, and God was just blessing him and blessing his ministries, the enemy came against him. But he also came against the talk show. You know, we began to talk about deliverance, woman of God, and there was a man strictly from the church of Satan that came to challenge me in everything I said.
Whoa.
This man... And you know, when you're on the Blog Talk show, you know how you can see the emblems, you know, from people because of their profile picture and right, and things of that nature. Well, I saw the head of Baphomet, and for those who don't know what Baphomet is, you know, the head of Baphomet is a goat head, and it is the image of a man with the with horns like a goat, and he has breasts, and, you know, he has a strong torso-looking area and things like that. And these are strictly for people who worship Satan. These are for people who has the spirit of the Antichrist, not the actual Antichrist, but they possess the spirit of the Antichrist. These people do not have no kind of compassion for Christians at all. And this man began to question me, and he questioned everything I said. And you know what? And I'm going to tell you what religious people do. They'll get an offense, and then they'll start backfiring and say, oh, the devil is a liar. And then they start speaking in all these tongues. The devil don't care about your tongue. He can do it just as good as you can. And I've seen that too. But you know what? And just as quick as he asked questions politely, I responded. And I told him this one thing. I said, well, I will tell you this. I said, sir, according to my Bible, I don't get into biblical disputes, but I do have an answer for everything that I have said. And when he told everything that he believed, and when I told him what we stood for, and not what we believe, but what we know to be true, this man, I may not know him when I see him, but when I tell you that man got converted, see, we'd be so quick to shoot down witches and warlocks, and sometimes people become witches and warlocks because they don't know truth. They just attracted to power, but they don't understand truth, and they don't know truth.
That's true.
And he said the only reason why I became a church of Satan is because, yes, I was attracted to the power. He said, but I was still able to be me, and I was able to express myself. But then this man also said, however, the body of Christ was so divided.
Yes.
And he said, and I don't want to be a part of anything that was divided. I want to be in an organization where everybody loved me. But when I began to tell him, I said, honey, look, I said, I don't care how long you've been serving Satan. I don't care how long you have been bowing your knee to Satan. The word of God says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It didn't say you have to worship him. It didn't say that you have to be there for him or that you have to serve him and have a relationship with him. It just simply said you're going to bow your knee and you're going to confess and you're going to recognize who is the King of Kings and who's the Lord of Lords.
Yes.
Satan does that. I said, even your God that you serve does that. I said, now, that's nothing against you. If you want to go to hell, be my guest. You go right ahead. Because guess what? Everybody's not going to make it in. However, when I began to express that to him, I said, I'm not coming to knock you. I'm not coming to knock any of the decisions that you have made about whom you're going to serve. Even God gives you that choice to choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. But it will not be said to you when you die that you did not have an opportunity to confess Jesus Christ while you're living. Because it's best to confess him while you're living, and it's best to confess Jesus Christ willingly than have to be made to bow. Because you're going to bow. And for every caller on this line, woman of God, every caller who calling in to be nosy, every caller who's calling to be helped, for those who have a deliverance ministry and they want to know more about deliverance ministry, you have a knee and baby, you're going to bow. And you're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. When people get through with their witching, when people get through with their warlocking, when people get through with all this necromancy and all these word curses, all of these curses that's been spread about you, I don't know nothing. Tiana, prophetess, you know, I have not had the phone this week. And you know, the enemy fought me tooth and nail Monday night, did not want me to get on that line, which was the opportunity which he should have allowed me because I was going to be by myself. But no, he didn't have a sense, so now he wanted to wait until me and Apostle get up. Okay, that's fine. Let me go into my testimony. Let's bust this devil in the face.
Yes, Lord.
For everybody under the sound of my voice, I was involved in an occultic ministry. Now, some people will hear that, and they'll be like, well, oh, my God, and, you know, you're a witch, or you was a warlock, or you served under a witch or a warlock. Yes, I did. Was I a witch? No, I was not. But I was controlled, severely controlled by a warlock. And I told everybody, and I told people what was going on. I told everybody how I can't be around you guys because the church that I go to now, we serve Jesus Christ. This man had us to believe that we were serving Jesus Christ. But when it came down to Christmas, Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, when it came down, even Halloween. We did not celebrate Halloween none whatsoever, but we did have festivals at the church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we were told, well, that's not a holy day. We don't fellowship with this, and we don't have nothing to do with the Halloween. So what we're going to do, we're going to come in the church, and we're going to turn all the lights off, and we're going to pray in the Holy Ghost. Nobody's going to pray in English. But I was taught by a real intercessor that the enemy don't respond to tongues. Your Holy Ghost respond to tongues. Because, see, only the Holy Ghost understand what it is that you pray. The enemy don't respond to tongues. He going to speak in tongues right along with you. What the enemy does respond, he does respond to the language that you speak.
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak in tongues and say, you know, away with me, Satan, or Satan, the Lord rebuke you, or Satan, I bind you in Jesus' name, and things of that nature in tongues. Yes, when I pray in tongues, my spirit gives edification. Yes, my spirit man is built up. Yes, he knows not what we pray for. And yes, the Holy Ghost move when we pray. Yes, we need tongues when we in warfare. But I don't. If I can't talk to you in tongues on this line and you understand what I'm saying, same way as the enemy. And so this man had us, woman of God, eating literally out of his hands.
Mm-mm-mm.
We were taught, and it's just amazing that I'm standing outside and I'm just looking up at the clouds. We were taught about the clouds, about the anointing in the clouds, and how each believer that joined that church, that we would have one. We were taught how we would rule galaxies and how we would rule planets, and he will find scripture. I think I want to call it bibliomancy, but mm-hmm. we will find scriptures using witchcraft with the word, and he will try to take the word of God and he will manipulate it, and we will be like, oh, so that's what that means. This man had us buying cedar wood, and he would cut up the blocks, and he would have water and olive oil, and he would, I don't remember what exactly he would do, because this was like 5-6 years ago, but he would take these things, woman of God, and he would mix it some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us that if we hung this over our door, that the enemy would not attack us. So mm-hmm. we was getting into some for real witchcraft. We did a thing called angel writing, and I think I shared this last time, where if whatever car I wanted, whatever house I wanted to move in, whatever neighborhood I wanted to move in, all I had to do, you know, you have a company here called Crylike,
mm-hmm.
and they sell houses. If I wanted a house from that particular realtor to the angel over Crylike, to this mm-hmm. particular realtor, I want a 4-bedroom house, 3.5 bathroom with a sun deck and a veranda and this and that with a swimming pool in the back. And you best to believe we had people calling us about those houses.
Mm-hmm.
I have driven away in a Sebring. And as a matter of fact, whatever year that was, it's 2012, so this must have been 2005, 2006. I drove away with a 2005 Sebring. Brand new, red. Red on the outside with black interior. Did not put no money down. Credit shot to the curb. This man was getting us to get into trades. And I don't know if some of you don't understand that or know what trades are. But he had us working on our credit. And he was paying people to clean up our credit. There's nothing wrong with cleaning your credit. But for what his purposes were, he wanted us to get our credit clean so we can get off into the trades. So once we got into trades and we got our credit clean, this man was setting up bank accounts for every member of the church who was involved in this meeting to have money sent to the Cayman Islands so that we can live how we wanted to live, because what he wanted to build a community within the city of Memphis where every last one of us would live right in that little community where we all were together. We were taught that if a person, here's your favorite woman of God, that if a person leave this church, that they're going to be open up to all kinds of witchcraft, they was going to be mm-hmm. open up to curses, that they would even be open up to death, that they were in direct rebellion, and that they needed to be rebuked, and if they did not come back and not repent to the Lord, but if they did not come back and repent to the man of God, that we was in open rebellion and we was in witchcraft, or we were a witch, and if you was mm-hmm. a man, you was a warlock, and mm-hmm. that the people in that ministry could not no longer fellowship with the person who left the church.
Yes.
And tonight, I just want to tell you, when we left, there was a word that the Lord gave me. This man had a wife. And right now, to this day, his ex-wife, she's remarried. She had another baby. She is preaching the gospel from the east to the west.
Yes.
This woman of God is going forth in power. She's going forth in the anointing. Here it has been about 5-6 years. This man still follows her. He's looking for her. Wherever congregation she's going to preach in, he may show up, he may not. Sometimes he feels like a nut, sometimes he don't. This man has followed everybody who has left his church. I mean, I have run into this man. This man has involved himself in astral projection. There have been times where I was in the hospital with my son, and I was, you know, the hospital room sometimes can get junky and things like that, and I was really in distress, and he knew that my baby was in the hospital. This man sent his spirit into my baby's hospital, and I was walking down the hallway. I had a nurse to watch my baby while I went to the cafeteria, and as I got ready to turn the corner, I looked up and said, "Hey, Bishop, how are you?" And he didn't say two words to me, and I said, "Bishop." And then I'm thinking like, "Oh, Lord, let me be quiet. That ain't Bishop." And I look again, he's still walking towards my baby's room. He doesn't say anything. And I said, "Do I know you?" And all of a sudden, Saint, you ain't got to believe a word I say, but when I say this man disappeared in the thin air, and the first thing he said was, "Oh, my God." I said, "Let me hurry up and go in my baby's room because I feel him, and he must be about to get ready to come to this hospital room to visit us and to pray for my baby. So let me hurry up and clean up this room before he rebuked me." We would have prayer meetings, basic prayer meetings, just simple prayer meetings.
Mm-hmm.
We were not about to have any prayer meetings that he knew nothing about. We were not allowed to visit nobody else's church.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't do nothing. If our family members were not saved, we could not fellowship with our family. We could, "Hey, how are you doing? Mom, love you. Dad, love you. Sis, brother, love you. Auntie, uncle, love you. Cousins, we love you." But when I tell you, we could not have anything to do with them at all, none whatsoever. Woman of God, if he called us dealing with anybody who was not saved, or let me say it this way, who did not believe the way that we believed,
mm-hmm.
he was cut off. He would call us out and he would rebuke us. Witches came in the church frequently, casting their spells. One woman came with a big old bag of candles doing white magic.
Mm-hmm.
And she came up to the first lady at the time. This is when this first lady was married to this man. She came up to the first lady, and she said, "First lady," a white woman, "how you doing? And, oh, God bless you. And I just found some candles, and could you lay hands on these candles for me and bless them? I just want you to put your spirit on them." And you know what? The first lady laid her hands on the candles, and she said, "I send the blood of Jesus to every last candle." This woman took the bag of candles, turned around, and threw the candles in the garbage. She couldn't do nothing with it. At a banquet. This is at a banquet.
Well,
about 15 to 20 of us saw her do this. Y'all calling, some of these people y'all calling witches ain't no witch. Some of the people that we call warlocks ain't no warlock. When we left this man church, he cut my brake lines. He stuffed my pipes with two sweet potatoes and a plum so that all the exhaust in the car would come up in my car so I could be driving. And not only can I die from the exhaust in the car, or pass out from the exhaust, but my car wreck can be fatal.
Mm-hmm.
He rigged up my hood. Y'all, when I left the church now, rigged up my hood, woman of God.
Mm-mm.
Driving 75 miles an hour down the expressway next to all of these 18-wheeler trucks. And here I am, heading 40 east or 240 east. No, I was heading 40 east. Hitting 40 east. And all of a sudden, 75 miles an hour, my windshield flies up and it bangs my windshield. And my 3-year-old at the time, he'll be 7 in a few more months, but at the time he was 3, was sitting in the front seat and everything shattered right in his lap. and I had to hurry up and drive off of the expressway, almost flipping the van over because I could not see, because not only was the windshield shattered, it was still plastic still up, and the hood was still up. We almost get ran over by an 18-wheeler truck. The enemy wanted me dead for the simple fact that what I knew I was leaving, and he knew that I was going to expose him. Prophetess Tiana, I'm here to tell you and every caller on this line, when you leave a ministry that has a lot to do with witchcraft or that has opened up to witchcraft, if you have been involved in the ministry like that, if you are involved in a ministry like that, honey, don't think about it. Don't wonder. Don't scratch your head. Don't twirl your thumb. Leave the ministry.
Yes.
Because what you think is a ministry is really an occult. Okay, well, my church ain't doing all that, but, I mean, I don't know if I can go and visit, because every time we visit somewhere, you know, we get in trouble. Or we get. First of all, you a grown woman. Sir, you a grown man. You do what you want to do. You go where you want to go. If you don't have freedom to do what you want to do, if you don't have freedom to say what you want to say, as long as you are in order, if you are not being taught about the anointing, not just the anointing altogether, but the anointing that you carry as an individual. If you are not being enhanced with the gifts and the callings that lies in your belly, you need to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's
the
right.
Word says that we all are to go out into all the world preaching the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, the people who are on this line right now, you are not going to always be under leadership. Yes, you have to be. For some of you, you call in on this line and you think your leader is controlling, but it's not so much that your leader is controlling. You controlling, and you want to do what you want to do, and you got your own vision. And any vision that's separate from the man and the woman, the God's vision, is that vision. And that means you need to lead. You need to lead too, because then their ministry will prosper as well if you go ahead and you do what you need to do. Because some of these people is not the leadership. Some of the leaders, they have to break and reset the legs of the sheep. The job of the shepherd is when he see the sheep run off, he goes back and he get them and he correct them. When that sheep run off again to do what it wants to do and get in open rebellion, the job of the shepherd is to go back, get the sheep, break the legs, put it back in the fold so that that sheep know not to run off until it is time.
That's right.
When I tell you, see, it's so many types of people that's represented on the line who I'm picking up in the spirit. Like I said, you got some on this line that's listening in because they're infiltrating. They're being nosy. They want, okay, what they know about deliverance. And I wonder if they're talking about me, or I wonder if they're talking about Prophet Rigmarole, or I want to know if they're talking about Elder Susie, or, you know. Then you got people on this line who say, well, you know, I've been having all these dreams and visions, and I'm getting checked in my sleep, and this, that, and the other. You got other people on the line who are up under controlling leadership. You have controlling people who are up under righteous leadership. And you have people who just love the Lord and they just want to be enhancing their education concerning demonology because they possess the spirit of the sons of Issachar, because they understand the seasons and the times that we're living in as of right now.
Yes. That's so true. Amen to that. Mm-hmm.
You know, woman of God, I almost died leaving that ministry. And I thank God for it. Because you know what that ministry taught me? Or that occult? You know what that occult taught me? It taught me how to pray. It taught me how to fast. This man had another woman in the church while he was married to this prophetess, to this woman of God. This man had a girl on the side. And she was paid, y'all. She was paid to sleep with all the men in the church. So when the women saw something and said, wait a minute, I'm seeing some witchcraft and God telling me to leave, the men would be like, well, no, baby, we don't need to leave because, you know, or if the men picked up something, they couldn't leave so easy because that particular bishop said, if you leave, I'll release this information because you think I don't know that you slept with this woman, but I know. Her job was to sleep with the men, and once she slept with them, go back and report to the bishop who she slept with, what she did, what the house looked like, whatever she needed to know. But as soon as she came to my home, The bishop called her out of my house. She didn't sit on my sofa for 5 minutes, and he called her back out of that house. And you know what he said to her? Mm-hmm. We don't need you going to her house. She's a seer.
Yeah.
Now, ask me how I know, because horses do talk, and it came from the horse's mouth when I confronted her. Mm-hmm. Now, when I confronted her, she went back to this man and told him everything that I told her. And all I told her was, look, if you don't get your life together and if you don't stop what it is that you're doing, God's going to get you. He ain't going to kill you because he loves you. I'm not coming with that kind of message. But, honey, you got to stop what you're doing because there's a call on your life, and what you're doing is not your call.
Mm-hmm.
And she took it back to this man, and he rebuked me without saying my name. You know how you sit in the service and you know the message is about you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know how when they preaching at you, they know, you know, throwing stones from the pulpit?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's witchcraft, yep, too. But
yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, he said, now let the real prophet of this house please stand up. He challenged me. And the Lord said, stand up.
Mm-hmm.
I stood up. I grabbed my baby. And I put my baby on my hip. And I grabbed my purse and my keys. And I told them, and I said, if you do not stop whatever it is that you're doing, God's going to judge this house. I passed 7 notes out to 7 different people in that church and said, God said leave. He's already told you. I'm not the first person that's told you this. And those people got up, my right hand to the Lord, woman of God, those 7 people got up and they left out with me.
Mm-mm-mm.
To this day, I don't know where that ministry is. He's still trying to push ministry, but he's no longer in that building. The people that was in that congregation, there was over 50-something people there, I think. All those people have left. Some have stayed. Some have remained to stay. I have had the most paranormal activity. I have had people astral projecting into my home. People knew my conversation. People knew what my house looked like and had never been in my house. People knew what my plot was about. People knew what I was going to say, what I was going to do. It was like they knew everything. Everything that I wanted to keep hidden, you know, for my own personal sake, they knew about.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I want to, you know, I want to warn the people of God. And I want to tell every believer under the sound of my voice, if you have a leader and if they don't allow you the freedom that you have or that you are supposed to have, you need to leave. It's not God. And let me ask you this. Do you know whether or not, man or woman of God, that your spiritual leader or your leader has the spirit of Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that? Okay, well, if I do or if I don't, how would I know? You'll know because think about the characteristics of Jesus Christ. Think about the characteristics of Adonai. Or about God. Think about their characteristics. One thing that I have learned about the Lord, being saved 21 years of my life, one thing that I have learned about the Lord is he does not twist your arm behind your back and make you do anything. For everything, you have a choice.
That's right.
God ain't going to make you serve him, because if that be the case, nobody will be going to hell. Because the Bible says that he wished that no one perish.
Mm-hmm.
Even his servants, one of his servants, Apostle Paul, said that I wish above all things that you will prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. But just because he wished it doesn't mean that it's going to happen.
I can wish
right now that somebody come and place $1 million in my hand.
Amen.
Come to God, as I'm standing outside this sidewalk, I don't see nobody walking up to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, this is by the witch creed now. So people of God, you have to understand, is your leader controlled by the spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of Jezebel, or the spirit of Ahab? maybe it's not your spiritual leader, maybe, or, you know, the pastor or the bishop or the apostle or the prophet of that house. Maybe it's the wife.
Mm-hmm.
I was up under that type of ministry, too, where the bishop anointed, but his wife was a Jezebel. She taught me how to pray against people. She taught me how to curse people. We have a little village over here in Memphis, Tennessee. And for some of you who may be familiar with this city, you may know about Voodoo Village.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little land.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little land. And it's got about six houses in that land. About six, maybe about six to eight houses. No more than eight, I know. And there's a church on the corner. And I preached in that church one time. And when I tell you, in Voodoo Village, I was able to walk down that street and nobody would come out and do anything to me. But see, that street is known for people to drive down their cars, you know, drive down in their cars, and their cars will come, and these witches and warlocks will come out their house. Anytime anybody, every person who I know who had driven down that street, Voodoo Village, their cars have broken down long enough for each witch or warlock to come out to the house to see who's in their area. You know, you have the city of Memphis, and then you got Voodoo Village, meaning it's all in Memphis, Tennessee. But as soon as you go into Voodoo Village, as soon as you turn down Mary Jane Road, as soon as you turn that right, all of a sudden, your whole atmosphere, it shifts, and it gets droopy, and it gets gloomy, and it's dark because of the witchcraft. And the first thing that you see when you come down is the church that sits on the corner. And then as soon as you drive down any further, there's a hut with one eye that represents, or it stands for divination. It stands for witchcraft, or the all-seeing eye. I'm telling you, stuff is so real. And I just applaud every person who is listening. For those who are planning on listening, they may not be on the call right now, Tiana, for whatever reason. But, you know, you have those who will say, you know what, I'm going to click on the link and I'm going to listen in. For those people as well, I applaud you. Because some of us have paranormal activity in our homes. Or let me say this, demonic activity. Some of us have had demonic activity. Like I told you, my pipes burst, water all over my house. We have to move, no electricity, anything. My family was coming up against me. My children were acting crazy. And next thing you know, the teachers was acting crazy. Prophetess Tiana would tell y'all, I almost went to some lawyers at one of my baby's schools, which so happens to be a school who are directed by a group of Shriners. But when I walked in there, the Holy Ghost came in with me. And my line woman of God, the Holy Ghost walked in with me. And as soon as I walked in, the head of that, the head person of that school, he came out and he said, you must be spiritual. You must be spiritual. He said, I was about to call you. They're giving me all kinds of papers now. What do your baby want for Christmas? Whatever you want, we'll buy for you. What you need? What can we do for you? You have to understand the anointing and the authority that you walk in. And some of you may be saying right now, well, what you got your baby in the school like that for? Because I have authority over them, and whatever school that I want my child to go to, he's going to go. Because the word of God tells me that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, it shall be condemned. I can walk into any building on the face of this earth, and nothing will hurt me if the Lord sent me there.
That's right.
Witches can come up to me right now, and they can, as a matter of fact, even if they're on the phone line, they may not be on the phone line, but even if they're listening in, they could push one right now, and they could say whatever they want to say, and I won't be moved.
Yes.
But I don't think they want to play them kind of games right now. Woman of God, God is real.
Yes,
I don't have to say nothing. All I have to do is what the word of God said, and it's stand. The Bible tells us to put on, and see, this is where we mess up. This is why we get whipped by the enemy, because we're jumping in fights that we can't handle. The Bible says to put on the whole armor of God and stand against the wiles of the enemy, because you're not the one fighting, baby. The battle don't belong to you. Your arm is going to fight for you.
Yes, yes.
And if you don't put your armor on in this season, you're going to be whipped, cat raggedy by the enemy.
And again, you guys, we have 25 minutes left, so if you have any questions or if you want prayer or
yes.
anything, please press 1.
Yes, any question, anything you want to ask, whatever it is that you want to know, anything, and I'm still searching my spirit to see if I'm leaving anything out. Whatever you want to know pertaining to demonology, whatever you want to know when it comes down to casting out devils, and woman of God, I don't know exactly how long this is going to be going on, because even with the manual that you blessed us with, it's so much. It's so much. And people think that demonology is just a small section, and it's not. Oh, Lord. I mean, I'm trying to tell you.
That's why I said we're going to continue it to the Lord say the same, because I know it's a whole lot of information. So,
yes.
Yeah.
You know, I had three of my intercessors call me with dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Call me. Two of them, not two, but one of my intercessors and her son called me and said, you know those forces that you dreamt about, woman of God? I said, right. She said, well, I was on a telephone conference call, and she told me this prophet was on the line, and I was in my bedroom with the door closed, and my son was just beating on the door, and she said he was just beating on the door, and I wouldn't get up and open the door. And she said, but I felt the Lord telling me not to open it, but because my baby came back that last time and banged on the door and wouldn't stop, I got up and opened the door. She said, as soon as I opened the door, he ran in and jumped on my bed. And when I closed the door and turned around to walk to my bed, she said these forces came and punched her in the chest, and it almost knocked her down to her knees. And she said, I can't fall down. She said, because if I get on my face and if I get on my knees because of the blow that the enemy just sent me, I may not get back up.
Wow.
And she stood there, and she took it. She took that blow, and she began to plead the blood of Jesus over her life. And then about 15 or 20 minutes later, if I'm not mistaken, I wish she was on the call to tell her testimony, it attacked her son. A couple of days later, she took her son to the hospital because he got sick. I think a couple of days after that, this was all this week, part of last week and this week, a couple of days after that, which was, I think, if not last night, night before last, they were right back in the same hospital.
Yes. Prophetess, we have a question from Ramona or Romani on the line, so I'm going to bring them in.
Okay.
Hello, Ramona?
Ramon,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You have a question for the prophetess?
Yes. This is something that happened on Facebook. Well, I have a friend who I've been going to school with for years.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated back in 2010. Me and her haven't spoken in a while because we've been going to school since elementary. Well, I recently got back in contact with her a few months, and within those few months, you know, we haven't really been talking. I just got her number, but I never texted her or called her. And she put something on Facebook about everybody has a guardian angel, and she was saying something about the archangels and how they are the closest to God and they're the tall ones. And I don't know if I meant to like it. I didn't read the whole thing, I don't think, before I liked it. Oh, I don't even know if I meant to like it. But as she was talking, she was saying something about do we want to know who our angels are or whatever. And so I wrote her, I said, where are you getting your information from? Not thinking that I already liked the comment. So I'm getting a message in my inbox, And she's telling me, like, it said, it started off AA. She said that one of the angel names was Uriel or something like that. And it was saying this is, and it was telling what the name meant. She named three different angels. She named the angel, the first angel, she said, was with me the most. And after that, she named these other two, she named these other two angels. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, why is she telling me this? I didn't ask her to read me anything or whatever. And I called her. And I asked her, well, how do you know these things? She was telling me, she said she see her guardian angels all the time, and she was saying how she always knew she was different, and she was one time she was out to eat, and she was out at a restaurant, and this psychic came to her and was telling her that she was telling her stuff, and after that, that's when she really started digging into it. And she was even saying one time she was at her boyfriend's house, and like 3 o'clock in the morning, she felt like she was abducted by aliens.
And how she
said she heard something. She heard loud machines, but she couldn't wake up. And she heard, she felt something like feeling around in her mouth. And so my question is, and I think I'm probably leaving some stuff out, but my question is, you know, even though that's my friend and stuff like that, we don't talk like that, but should I distance myself from her? Or
yes.
You
should dismiss yourself from her probably immediately, unless the Lord has you in her life for a reason. I don't get that. That's not what I'm getting. This girl is in serious witchcraft, but more so divination than anything. First of all, and I have Apostle here. He may want to comment on that as well. About an Apostle, let me fill you in real quick because he was away for a second. This man of God is saying that that there was a woman that he knows. However, she was talking about the different angels and people being assigned to the different angels and stuff like that. And she was basically saying how there was one angel that was assigned to him by Uriel. First of all, you have the anointing. You have the power to call on legions of angels for your own self. I was taught that same thing, that we all had personal angels, and for every angel, for each angel that we can call on them. And for each angel, we could say, oh, well, I command you, angel, or Michael, or Gabriel, to do this, that, or the other. Now, you can definitely have angels to go on assignment for you. You can send them out. You can have angels. You can summon them, or not so much a summon them, because you're messing around, you will call up some of the things you don't want. But you can have any angel of the Lord that are ministering spirits or any of that nature, and they can come to your rescue. They can come, however. But one thing that we keep forgetting is we always leave out Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
All you, first of all, if everything that you need is in Jesus Christ, and any other gospel that is priest without him is not of God. If they don't come to you with the message of Jesus Christ, all power is in whose hands? Not in Uriel's, not in Michael's. You tell them what to do. They come to serve you. In other words, if I want to put it in my own terms, you're their boss. But at the same time, they have a CEO, and that's God. But, honey, you pray to Jesus Christ, and you call forth angels. And you can have angels to fight for you, and you know how sometimes we pray and not release the angels of the Lord to go and fight, and that's fine. But when you get to the place where, oh, I want to know who my angel is, and, oh, I want to know this, and, oh, I want to know, that's witchcraft. That's divination. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you right now, she's probably involved in necromancy and things of that such. The reason why that she's having these different types of attacks, and it's happening at 3 a.m., is because she has opened up her members and she has surrendered her members to demonic activities. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to explain this one thing really quick. One thing about the hours between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., those are the hours of the fourth watch. This is when witchcraft is at its highest peak. This is also when Jesus Christ was found walking on the water. When Peter was on the boat and he said, wait a minute, is this Jesus? Is this the Spirit of the Lord? He was walking on water in the fourth watch in between the hours of 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. because he was exercising his authority over the marine spirits, meaning spirits that lies within the water, the spirit of Leviathan, the spirit of Asherah, those type of other demonic spirits that, you know, water witching and things like that. People calling on spirits from out of the water. Even when he cast out the devils out of the boy and commanded the devils to go into the swine, what did they run? They ran into the pigs, and the pigs ran into the water.
Because
they had to return back to their kingdom. Lord. And whenever demonic activity happens to you in the hours of the fourth watch, you get up and you pray like you crazy. You pray out of your spirit, and you cover yourself in the blood of Jesus Christ, because everything that you need, sir, is in him and him alone. So I'm sorry to tell you, and I know you probably love her. Pray for her. Now, if the Lord is, you know, strongly, because I know you hear the voice of God, and this is just my discernment of what the Lord is telling me concerning you. But now, if the Lord tell you don't cut her off, then don't cut her off completely. Because some people I'm still connected to by way of Facebook, but they don't have any, you know, kind of contact with me. And if they do contact me, I shut them down, but I don't delete them. I let them delete me.
Yes.
And ask. However, pray for her. Please do. And she's going to need it. She's going to need you to pray for her. But the next time she gets in your inbox talking about an angel, rebuke her. I don't know who your spiritual coverings are or who your spiritual parents are, but I give you the authority by the power that's invested in me from Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have authority in your spirit to shut down every demonic activity that's been sent to your inbox, man of God, prophet of God. God has given you the anointing. And he's anointed you in this hour and in this season. And the reason why you're one of the ones who I was talking about earlier, you calling in because you need to know about deliverance. You
yes,
need
ma'am.
To know about demonology. This is your ministry.
Yes, ma'am.
This is how you're going to prophesy, and you're going to pass out devils, sir.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. You're going to cast out devils.
Yes.
Because life spirits attract life spirits. And prophets recognize prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Anointings recognize anointings. But prophets also recognize this. That's this. That's why you asked, because you knew something wasn't right with that.
Yes.
So, and I have another question. So, and this is the last, so, should I, like, you know, with that one comment, should I delete the comment off her page? Like, because all I asked was, where is she getting her information from? So should I just delete that comment and unlike?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do that.
Don't delete it, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to delete anything. But if she comes to you with some garbage, shut it down. Just shut it down, and you walk in your God-given authority. I even release self-esteem even to your spirit man. Not so much that you have low self-esteem in the natural, but there's times where you battle against who you are. God, did you really call me to be a prophet? Yeah, he called you to be a prophet.
Yeah.
A prophet is a prophet. That's all it is. I don't know why people get so hyped up about it. We go through the motel. Most prophets and apostles go through the motel. I don't see why people fight over that office.
Yeah,
walk in it. Walk in it and shut it down and stay in your word. This thing is so real. I see so many play with God. You know, God is just so good. Oh, God is good. He just tickled my flesh. No, kill your flesh and serve him for real, because he's coming back.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Sir, God has anointed you. Walk in it.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. God bless you, man of God.
Thank you. God bless you guys, too, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, no problem. God bless you.
Okay, we have like 11 minutes, and we have two more callers. So So far, we got a question from Dawn about prayer, and I'm going to bring her in.
Okay.
Hi, Dawn. You're on the line.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Very good. So I feel like it's time for me to call in. I've been listening to you guys for a few weeks. You guys are awesome. You're very, give a lot of good information. I just wanted to tell you about a few things that have been going on with me. The house that I live in, a guy committed suicide in the basement. Ever since I moved into this house, things have gotten really bad. My daughter had a heart defect. I had a really bad cancer. My kids have been really sick. So I just wanted to get some prayer. We've anointed the house. We've cast it out, all the anything that we could think of. And so I don't know if there's still something here. So I just wanted to get prayer if there is, so that, you know, if there's anything here, you guys can help me out with that.
Did the person who killed himself, was this person a man?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I saw. I don't even know if you said that. I'm just, and if you did say that, my spirit basically just bear witness with that. First of all, everything, just be encouraged, because everything that happened between you and your children, it came directly from the enemy. And when I find out that the enemy has worked against us, I get really encouraged, because nothing that Satan does lasts. Only the things that Christ does, everything that Christ says lasts, not the enemy. You know, he's working on a schedule. He's working on a clock. But the Lord works in eternity. He is time. So be encouraged. Cancer hit your body, be encouraged. Your baby got sick, heart murmur, palpitations, things like, be encouraged. It's not going to last. Put your phone on speaker, woman of God, and just kind of set your phone out in the open.
Okay.
Let me know what you've done, so we got to pray quickly.
Okay, you can go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare right now, by the anointing that you have placed within me, God, in the name of Jesus, even I, as Apostle Bowman, stand in the gap for your people, for this woman of God. I shut down every demonic force, every demonic spirit that has come in that house. In the name of Jesus, I command that the blood of the Lamb, that the blood of Jesus Christ will take over every room. I don't even know if there's an attic, but we're even going to the attic. We're going to the basement. I command that the angels of the Lord, every warring angel, will come in that house right now and will bring out every spirit, God, that is not of you in the name of Jesus. I seal your doorposts. I seal your windows in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of infirmity, hear me now. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You have to loose your hold off of that house, off of the people's body. In the name of Jesus, I dispossess every spirit, and I command every spirit that is not represented by Jesus Christ to take flight now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that latches onto any body part, you will not rip your way out, you will not tear your way out, you will not scream your way out, but you are loose now in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose the house, loose the home now, and restore back the peace. God, I send the spirit of peace, the anointing of joy to come in. God, in the name of Jesus, I shut every demonic portal of hell. God, every spirit that come to ask us to death in that house, God, I cut every civil cord right now in the name of Jesus, for you have said, God, that you have suffered not a witch to live. In the name of Jesus, and to every spirit of witchcraft, I kill it right now. I annihilate it right now. I assassinate every demonic force right now in the name of Jesus. And it is so, because your word fights for us. Jehovah Gabor, I decree and declare that you will contend with those that have contended against your people even now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Meaning it is so, meaning that it is done, it is finished, and it is complete.
Amen.
Ooh,
thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, woman of God.
God be the glory.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. Okay, Prophetess, we have one more call. We have six minutes, so we're going to bring her in.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Candace, you're on the line.
Hi, praise the Lord, God. Hi, Prophetess. I just have a quick prayer request. I was doing my paperwork for my job to renew. I told you before, I work in the hospital. So I was renewing my paperwork, and I got an audit. I was randomly selected from the pharmacy technician board to be audited, which that's not a, well, the audit, I guess, what happened is now because of the audit, instead of submitting all my paperwork online, which takes like, it's super quick, I had to mail everything in. And so now with my job, hospital policy, they're saying, well, you know, you have like a week to have that paperwork, like they have to process it in a week or, you know, you're going to get terminated. And so I'm just sitting back like, well, why did I get audited? Is this you trying to transition me out or is this the enemy, you know? And I'm not panicking. I'm not even worried. Actually, I have peace in my spirit. You know, I haven't been moved. But, you know, I know I'm not going to be at this job much longer, but I didn't want to transition now unless it's God willed and I have no choice. So just pray for his will, for guidance, you know.
Okay. Only thing that I was getting from all of that is it's really warfare. Every person that's been connected to this ministry, to the Holy Ghost Radio Show, to Transformation Ministries, and to Shamar Prophets or to Shamar Ministries, we have been undergoing warfare from jobs to homes to vehicles to schools to children to significant others, husbands, wives, spouses, whatever. We have been up under a lot of warfare. I just want you, we're going to continue our conversation only for the sake of time because I know we're connected. We're already connected, and I know you'll be able to give me a call because I know I've, a woman that I've extended to her my personal information. But I just decree and declare right now that everything that belongs to you and that's rightfully yours, that it will be loose even now in the name of Jesus. And I also see this one thing. I'm going to release this word, and I see this. I hope I'm going in the order of which you are really praying, but I do hear the Lord say this, and I'm seeing, even as I say, there are things that are out of place.
Mm-hmm.
And God's taking each puzzle to your life, and he's putting it back in its proper place. Everything that's been discombobulated, everything that's been out of order, everything that has brought confusion to your life and to your spirit, God's setting order, not because of what you said and done, but because of the enemy and because of him being messy and trying to throw you off, even with that job. And in your words, you won't be on that long because power is in your tongue. And because of what you said, that you will not be on that job long, I dare you, I triple double dog dare you, that you will pray and ask God to triple your income or the next place where he send you.
Glory. I believe
because in this season, what you say out your mouth, see, God, you've already been through the trainings as a prophet. Now God's training you as an apostle.
Glory.
And I just know I made a Pharisee mad. Yes, women can be apostles. Yes, they can.
Yes.
Just whatever. You got a problem with the prayer about it.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got time to discuss it. I have to butt you with the word. But woman of God, with the anointing, that of an apostle on your life, I dare you to ask God for it. I dare you. Are you doing it, please? I dare you. I dare you to ask God for a great increase in your finances.
Amen.
I dare you to do it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. We got 2 minutes left. Oh, God. Jesus.
This hour went by like it was only 3 minutes.
Yes, it really did. And I want to let you guys know they will be back on Monday, the same time, same topic.
Yes.
I know it's going to go different, but it's the same area. So you guys, I really just thank you guys for even tuning in on a Friday night. That's why I called it Friday Night Live. But and you guys, if you want to sew into their ministry, hit me up on Facebook. And
yes.
Thank you for tuning in, and be blessed.
Amen.
We are so thankful you decided to join us this week. To keep up with ministry updates, go to www.TianaCopelandMinistries.org and follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TianaCopelandMinistries. Join us next time and make sure you invite everyone to join us as well. We pray for you, you and you, that the blessing of the Lord maketh it rich and addeth no sorrow with it. Proverbs 10:22, God bless. And all will be